This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. An international conference on adult stem cell research gets underway this Thursday morning in the Vatican. The event is being hosted by the Pontifical Council for Culture, STOQ International, together with NeoSTEM and the Stem for Life Foundation. The three-day conference brings together politicians, medical researchers and students to discuss the latest developments in this field. Speaking ahead of the gathering, Dr. Robin Smith, president of the Stem for Life Foundation, spoke to me about the great strides that have been made in adult stem cell research. What can we expect from the conference?
Well, it's about education. We'll understand the progress that they're making in adult stem cell research in areas like cardiovascular disease, MS, traumatic brain injury, just to name a few. And politicians will be here to discuss the impact of political views and the impact of funding for such adult stem cell therapies. We'll talk about ethics and the impact that adult stem cell therapies will have on society and on cultures. And it's going to be a magnificent event because we're also going to see patients who have been lucky enough to be in the therapy group of these adult stem cell trials and walking around today talking about how it's transformed their life.
You mentioned education a lot during the press conferences, sending a message. How difficult is it to send a message to people who don't really know the first thing about stem cells? How easy or difficult is it to get the message across?
Well, when you have extraordinary people like yourself, journalists, TV anchors who are going to be at the conference, Meredith Vieira, Bill Hemmer, Max Gomez, they're experience is how you take something complicated and make it simple so that a person who's not educated in the field can understand what it's about and the impact that it will have. So the conference is about putting complex science in simplistic terms that give hope, that give medical credibility, and understanding of where cell therapy will be in medical practice in the future. And I think we have the right group assembled here to do this. And the idea of education is to help the message get out to people that are not in the room through television, through radio, through tweeting, today's method of communication through the internet, so that this will have really global reach.
You mentioned during your discourse about not having to choose between faith and science, that they can work together.
That's right. You know, one doesn't prevent the other. People can support adult stem cell therapies and support and be in favor of ethical science. They don't come in conflict with each other. They're actually very symbiotic, and people don't understand that. They hear stem cells, they immediately think embryonic. They think this is bad, you know, and it's not. And so we just have to educate people. It's all education.
How positive is the research with regarding adult stem cells?
Well, it's pretty exciting. You know, when I started 6 years ago, there were 500 clinical trials, and now there's 4,300 adult stem cell trials. And we're seeing a lot of data advance beyond the typical use, which is cancer and blood disorders. So we're seeing the benefits or data looking to use adult stem cells for heart disease to repair the heart muscle and prevent worsening of heart muscle function after a heart attack. We're seeing data to use this for things like macular degeneration to have an impact on diabetes, traumatic brain injury where there is no therapies right now, a way to help build brain tissue and spinal cord tissue. And, you know, that's where this future is going. And we're going to be able to see how advanced these trials are, whether they're in phase one or phase two or phase three. We're even going to have a few companies that have a cell therapy product approved. And that's a big step for us, is getting these approved by the FDA or by other regulatory bodies around the world and into the clinic.
How important is the relationship between, you're a woman of science, a professional, how important is the relationship between church and science?
I think it's very important that people, you know, that people don't have to make choices. It's interesting. One of my co-authors for the book, The Healing Cell, is Max Gomez. And he did a story. He got a Pulitzer Prize on centurions. And the one thing all three people had in common was faith. So regardless of what your beliefs are, you have to believe, you have to have hope. And if you can do this in a way that you don't feel conflicted, what better way to get behind a science that the church supports than adult stem cell therapies, which really can have the promise for the future?
Just one last question. You're going to have a lot of students coming to this event, which is very interesting. How, again, and the idea of having a new generation learning about this, how did that come about?
Well, Cardinal Ravasi said to us, the students are very important, and we need to make sure that we're collaborating and working with the many universities and the Catholic universities around the country and the world. And so we thought to ourselves, the younger generation is going to carry this message forward. We have to educate them. And now with the internet and all the ways of communicating, it's much easier to extend the message beyond these walls. So by bringing students here, they can understand how important this is going to be, maybe not for themselves today, but certainly for their families and for their parents who are, as they age, are suffering. But it's not only that, it's their peers. We have children here who have had stem cell therapies, a trachea built in a little boy, a girl who's 16 who had osteogenesis imperfecta, who was able to grow a whole foot because she was a recipient of one of these stem cell therapies in a clinical trial. So it's important to recognize we're more fortunate than the person next door, and you have to help people. It's all about helping and giving and understanding. And if we can do that, those who are more fortunate, and help move the science forward, will be doing a great thing for mankind.